Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I am going to be filling your prescription for freedom for the next hour here as we redefine daytime talk radio, talking about the things that actually matter to you. How would you like to be a police officer in Baltimore today? How would you like to be a police officer anywhere, but particularly Baltimore today? Got to thinking about that earlier. Tough job. It's always been a tough job, made even tougher with today's political correctness, and made almost impossible today. I wouldn't want to be a cop, for the most part, in any Democrat, progressive, liberal-controlled city, that's for sure. It doesn't matter what color I am. I'd find a new line of work. Not only is my safety on the line anymore, now my freedom's on the line whenever I do my job, apparently. I don't know if you saw the Boston prosecutor. What's her name? Sean, what's her name? Marilyn Mosley? What's her name?
I think so.
Marilyn Mosley? Mosley, is that what it is? I don't know if you saw or heard what she said today. But it caught me, what made the hair stand up on the back of my neck was when she seemingly sided with rioters in her quest for justice. And I'm paraphrasing what her comments were. I heard your cries of no justice, no peace. As young people, this is our time. And I wondered who she was talking to. Was she talking to the people that just destroyed her city? I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen. Now, don't get me wrong. If these officers murdered that man, they deserve everything they've got coming to them, and they'll get it. But I got to tell you, as I just saw Sheriff David Clark say, he's talking live. One of the Armed American Radio monitors is in high gear here, focused on Sheriff David Clark, who, incidentally, I will be meeting with next week in Wisconsin, and will be bringing his voice to this program very, very soon. But he believes that the prosecutor acted way too quickly here, just got the case yesterday, needed to go another 3 to 4 days and sift through the evidence, and in the meantime feels that these officers are being tossed to an angry mob as red meat. Those are his words. So I don't know. But it seemed to me, as she was announcing publicly the charges against those officers, because let's face facts, she threw the entire Maryland law library on these six officers. I find it very difficult to believe that all six of these officers went to work that day with the intent to kill somebody. But we will follow that. And as we say in all of these types of cases, the truth will come out. I will tell you this, though. If you're having this discussion at the dinner table or at work over the water cooler or anywhere, maybe at your favorite watering hole after hours, and that person invokes Trayvon Martin and invokes Michael Brown, walk away from the conversation and do it very quickly, because that person is not being intellectually honest with you, and you will not be able to have an intelligent conversation with them about the issue. And that's just plain old good advice. Trayvon Martin was found to have been lawfully shot by an armed citizen as he was pummeling that citizen. And that's after weeks of testimony and jury evidence heard by a racially mixed jury, I might add, under the laws of Florida. Number one. Number two, Michael Brown was a punk thug who had just knocked off a convenience store and was in the process of trying to disarm an officer of his own weapon, presumably to kill him. So if they come up as evidence from the people you're talking to, just walk away from the conversation. Do yourself a favor. Michael Moore is at it again. Sean, what? Michael Moore? You know, Bowling for Columbine Michael Moore? He's the gun-hating communist from Michigan who hates America and her wealth, unless, of course, it's heaped upon him so he can buy a huge northern Michigan Torch Lake estate. Learned how to water ski on that lake. Water skied it many, many times. Didn't learn on that lake, but skied it many times growing up. Beautiful place. No doubt an estate protected with armed security, the kind he wants to strip you of and has made movies about and has tried to make you out to be a buffoon for exercising that right. That Michael Moore, he's back. He's out there tweeting away in the middle of the night, and I found that to be quite telling. At 3:16 a.m., Michael Moore tweets this. Imprison you, shoot you, sever your spine, crush your larynx, send you to war, keep you poor, call you a thug, not let you vote, but you can sing for us. That was at 3:16 a.m. At 4:03, evidently after a few more cocktails, here's my demand. I want every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today. Okay, Michael. And later at 5:05 a.m., evidently after even a few more cocktails, Michael Moore says, next demand, disarm the police. We have a quarter billion Second Amendment guns in our homes for protection. We'll survive till the right cops are hired. Disarm the police. Sean, do you ever pay any attention to Michael Moore?
No.
Okay, this guy was awake at 5:05 a.m. tweeting from like 3 o'clock in the morning until 5. Now, I hate to be the one giving you this visual of Michael Moore awake at that hour doing God only knows what, tweeting away, okay? But apparently this guy, this is, I guess, today's equivalent to drunk dialing, right? Anybody with any brains knows you don't drink and dial. All you do is get yourself in trouble. It's a no-no. I guess today now it's drunk tweeting, right? So we actually found, there's actually an app to keep you from doing that. And we found the text for that, and we had it recorded for you. Now Michael Moore might want to pay careful attention to this. Go ahead and play that, Sean.
A drunk text can wreak havoc on a single relationship, but a drunken social media post can ruin hundreds of connections. Maybe even thousands if you're particularly popular, with just a tap on your touchscreen. Now there's an app to stop you from becoming an inebriated social media nightmare. Drunk Message Blocker will completely shut down your access to social media. No Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no Snapchat. It's not the first app designed to protect the drunk smartphone user, but what sets it apart is that it's the first one to stop you from using your social networks. It's also incredibly strict. Even if you delete the app from your phone, you still aren't going to be able to put up that embarrassing picture on Facebook.
All right, Sean Doe, I'm sorry, man. But this guy, for whatever reason, was out there running his mouth about these. All right. I can't get past the visual of Michael Moore in the middle of the night. Imprison you. Yes, we will imprison you if you break the law. Shoot you. Yes, we will shoot you, whoever you are, if you try to do harm to us in defense of our lives, whether someone's wearing a uniform or not. If you are attempting to deprive someone of their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness during the commission of a crime against that person, yes, we will shoot you, and the law will side with us. Sever your spine. Jury's still out on that one. Crush your larynx. Yeah, that's going back to the New York case. I guess the grand jury was wrong in that case, too. Send you to war? It's an all-volunteer. And sometimes that's what happens when you join the military, Michael. Yes. Keep you poor. Have a conversation with your Democrat Party about that one. Don't know what to tell you there. Call you a thug? Absolutely, if you're acting like one. Not let you vote? Gee, I'm not sure where you're coming from there. Highest African-American voter turnout in history in the last two elections. But you can sing for us? Sure. If you're good. If you suck, I'm not going to buy your album. Sean.
Yeah.
Does the hypocrite, Michael Moore, the hypocrite. Where's he coming from? Just curious. when he says he wants every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today.
You know where he's coming from? Michael Moore is insecure and just needs to have attention. That's why I don't pay attention to him.
We have a quarter billion Second Amendment guns in our homes for protection. We'll survive till the right cops are hired. Did he not just paint a broad brush?
Oh, yeah.
He painted every cop with a broad brush. Michael Moore, do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. Go to sleep at that hour of the night. Go to sleep. You'd be doing us all a favor. Jennifer Cruz's DGU's has come back. We're going to talk to you about people who actually do use their firearms to defend their lives. Never fails, never ceases to amaze me. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We have a... I actually made a mistake yesterday.
Really?
Yes, that's difficult for me to admit, isn't it, Sean?
You, like Fonzie, you will say, go ahead.
No, I have no problem admitting that. And where I made the error was when I told you that yesterday was the last day for the gun giveaway. It's actually today.
Oh.
And kind of cool, we've got a new website for USCCA. It's just so good to us over there. USCCA On Air instead of on AAR. USCCA On Air. Or you can use USCCA On AAR. Either one will work. Take you to the same place. And that will get you over there. You still have today. You still have today. You've got about 7.5 hours left to get in on today's gun giveaway. And I had mistakenly said yesterday that would be, yesterday would be the final day. And that's not true. I found that out today. So head over to USCCA On Air and get in on that gun giveaway. All you have to do is activate your subscription to U.S. Concealed Carry's Concealed Carry Magazine. And that will, but you, not only that, you get the best magazine, but the best gun magazine in the world, but you also get put in the running for a free gun. And that's a beautiful thing. So head over there today. We'll be giving you the information on the firearm in the next break. USCCA On Air or USCCA On AAR, either one. Pennsylvania couple turns tables on armed robbers seeking cash and food. What? That never happens. Not according to Shannon Watts and Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, by the way. But back on the 28th, just a couple of days ago, Jennifer Cruz wrote about this at guns.com. A Pennsylvania couple who entered their kitchen for a cup of coffee Saturday morning found themselves held at gunpoint by a man who unlawfully entered their home. After nearly half an hour, they were able to turn the tables on the intruder when one resident grabbed a gun of his own. Jennifer Cruz, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I appreciate it. You know, your segments, Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses, have been very popular.
Well,
people
I'm glad
them.
To hear it.
that's always, I think, one of the most widely read pieces in the NRA magazines, websites like guns.com. People flock to this stuff. They're fascinated by it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
All right, let's tell us about
really popular.
Tell us about the Pennsylvania couple. What happened?
They woke up a Saturday morning, or, you know, one Saturday morning, and they went down to their kitchen to get a cup of coffee, and there was this guy standing in their kitchen, and he came out. He was armed. He had a gun. He forced him into their living room, held him at gunpoint, said he wanted cash and food, is what he said. So the couple told him, you know, they're like, just, you know, take our money, take our food, take whatever you want, just leave. And, you know, he held them there at gunpoint for about half an hour, and he finally got all the cash that they had, the credit cards, and got some food and started to leave. And he went and got, I believe their vehicle was parked out in their driveway. And he went and got in their vehicle, I'm assuming to steal the vehicle, maybe. And when he ran outside, the male that was there, you know, the homeowner, he saw his chance and went and grabbed a gun that he had in the home and followed the guy out. And he was sitting in the car in the driveway. He held him at gunpoint until police arrived. You know, I think it was just a few minutes later when the cops got there. So no shots were fired. Nobody was injured, but the guy went to jail. So that was
which
a
is
happy ending.
It's always a happy ending when someone goes to jail and the victim isn't hurt.
Right.
Because that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the natural order of things. It's horrible and horrifying when you read about a successful armed robbery or a successful hot burglary, home invasion, for example, or a break-in that could have been thwarted had the victim been armed, had the victim only been armed. That breaks my heart to see those. We feel very lucky, Spatz later told WFMZ, but you're still plagued with what could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these statements from these victims are very telling, aren't they?
Yes, for sure.
You know, particularly when you hear stuff like, I can't believe it happened to me.
Right. Well,
guess what? You are that other person that your neighbor reads about. We tend to look at our own lives in our own little bubble, and we go around thinking, yeah, it's not going to happen to me. It only happens to other people. Well, you are other people to other people. And yes, it does happen to you, and there are bad people out there, and you're going to have a run-in from time to time. Here's a good one. I like this one when I saw this. This was written by you today. Houston gets a double dose of defensive gun use in under a day. How does that happen? I mean, things like this don't happen, let alone twice in a day, do
they? Right, yeah, of course. I came across those too. And, you know, the thing about the defensive gun use is a lot of times when I come across a story somewhere, there's just not a lot of information there. You know, sometimes it's only just a couple of sentences and that's it. So, you know, you can't really make a whole article out of that. So, and these were both kind of the same. There wasn't a whole lot of information, but I mean, it was, you know, two robberies in under 12 hours in the same city, you know, and they were both, you know, thwarted by armed citizens. So, that was good. And the first one, it was a carjacking. There was a guy in a parking lot. It was about 9 o'clock at night, I believe it was. He was approached by two men who, they asked for him to give him a ride. He said no. They walked away. A few minutes later, they came back. One of them had a gun, stuck it to the guy's head, and forced him out of the car, took him to the back of the car, you know, by the trunk, and made him get down on his knees. And then the one guy with the gun, he got in the driver's seat. The other guy got in the passenger seat. Well, the guy that was down on his knees, he also had a gun in his waistband, so he pulled it out, and he opened fire on them, and he shot the guy. It was in the driver's seat, the one that had the gun, and the other guy fled. They didn't catch up with the other guy, but the one in the driver's seat, he collapsed there close, and he died.
Okay, stop right there. I don't want you to start the second one because we're going to take a break. So let's discuss this first one briefly. It's very important that we point out, as you pointed out, that the victim had a firearm of his own, but that victim was a valid concealed carry permit holder in Texas. That's very important. That he had a permit. What does that mean? That means he's a law-abiding citizen who takes his personal defense seriously enough to jump through the hoops required by the state of Texas to get the permit necessary to allow him to defend himself lawfully in that state. Not just himself, but he, his family, and his loved ones, or any other bystander who happens to be a victim or is a victim of a violent felony at any given moment in time. This is an individual who understands and gets the fact that evil does exist. Now, 30-year-old James Jones collapsed a short distance away and died. And good for James Jones, one less punk on the streets. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the victim was unharmed. That's the way these are supposed to turn out. When we come back, we'll talk about a manager of a check-cashing business who also had a permit. Didn't turn out too well for the perp either.
My house. Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Sean, you had a question, and go ahead.
Well, it was a comment. You know, we were talking about the fella that decided he wanted to rob someone for money and food. When I heard this story, I was like, okay, if you have someone... If you have someone who is robbing you and they want money and food, the first thing that you should come to mind, at least to mine, is this guy's stupid. Okay, I'm going to risk my life for a cheeseburger? I don't think so. I'm just saying.
Jennifer, I hear you laughing in the back.
That's a Michael Moore move.
All right, listen. Now, that would be Krispy Kreme's at 3:45 in the morning. With a dose of whatever scotch he was drinking, man, because there's that was crazy, those all-night tweets. Man, don't drink and tweet. How would you like, God, just think if he was drunk dialing on that too, how'd you like to have been on the receiving end of one of those voice messages in the middle of the night?
I don't know, maybe him and
Michael Moore
working together.
I want to get the visual of Michael Moore at 4:30 in the morning doing God knows what, drunk dialing you. Oh my good heavens. Jennifer, you write about a lot of these things. I know that's a funny comment, but it's also very true. Criminals are not known to be the brightest things in the world.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like to defend them. You know, he was such a good boy and all as he was pulling a gun on their neighbor's daughter. But there's truth to that. I mean, somebody's robbing somebody. You see a lot of this, don't you? Well, do you see a pattern of what people are robbing people for? Do you ever dig that deep into these things?
Yeah, I think a large majority of it, honestly, has to do with drug use is what I see repeatedly over and over. A lot of the home invasions, I think that's what they stem from is, you know, people looking for a home to break into to, mm-hmm. you know, just go find something to pawn or whatever just to get their next hit, you know. I mean, that seems to be kind of a really common trend.
Yeah, drugs is definitely it, and I'm sure the munchies are involved at some point, depending on the drug.
Maybe, I don't know. I thought that was really odd, too. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know.
I mean, if I'm going to risk getting shot at, believe me, it ain't going to be over a cheeseburger.
Exactly. I mean, it's just...
Well, you know, if somebody's going to pull a gun on you and rob you about, listen, the drunk is going to do something like this. Give me your money. The hungry drug addict is going to do something like this. Dude, give me your money. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
USCCA on air. USCCA on air, by the way, is an MG Arms 45 ACP. MSRP of $2,750 today. $2,750. 7 hours, 22 minutes, and 50 seconds from right now. And today is the final day. They did move it into May 1st. So 30 guns in 30 days. This is it. Jump all over it. Activate your subscription. All right, Jennifer. That was Sean. Thanks for the.
Have gun. We'll work for. We'll rob you for food. I mean, that just makes no sense to me, but okay.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and they also said, too, that the guy lived like 30 miles away, so they don't even know, you know, how he ended up there. Who knows?
He doesn't know how he ended up there.
Well, there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Now I see why he needed the food. He was hungry from all that walking.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's why he needed a car. He was hungry. You know, it's hard to get into the criminal mind. But all right, let's go back to Houston. Let's get the second one here. In this particular case, we had, I think it was 12 hours later, after the attempted carjacking, this guy was the manager of a check cashing business who became the target for an armed robbery. Go ahead with this one.
It was actually less than 12 hours. It was about 11 hours, but, you know, we don't have to get too particular. He was coming to open the business in the morning, around, I think it was around 8 o'clock. Came in, he had... a bag in his hand, and he walked over to the door, unlocking the door or whatever, and a guy walks up to him, puts a gun to him, and says, you know, hand over the cash or whatever. Well, what that guy didn't know is that under the bag, the manager of that store he was holding a gun, and he turned around and he shot the guy a couple of times in the chest, and he... he fell over right there in the parking lot and he died. And the investigators, they assumed that he probably thought that the bag that the guy had was full of money, but it was actually toiletries and medication. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of what they, you know, the investigation's still ongoing, but that's kind of what they assumed is that he thought it was a bag full of money, but it was just, you know, deodorant or mouthwash or something.
I guess that would be a fair assumption coming from a check cashing business that the thief, you know, okay. Luis Ruiz is the owner of the business.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading in your article here. I read it earlier today, and I scroll down to this part. I want people to hear. He also indicated that all of the surrounding business owners are armed.
Uh-huh.
And he said, unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Yep.
Adam Kano, who lives next door, said criminals end up one of three ways: shot, buried, or in jail. You pick your choice. We need that guy on the air.
Yeah.
He's right on the money. And this, Jennifer, do you have sympathy for the criminals that you write about that get the ultimate punish from an armed, law-abiding citizen who puts one of these punks where they belong, underground? Do you feel sympathy for them at all when you write about these?
No, I really don't. You know, because they're putting someone else's life in danger. You have no idea what that person is capable of, you know? And a lot of times I think it's just a matter of it's your life or it's their life on the line, you know? And, I mean, especially if it's a situation where someone's in your home, you know? Nobody has any business in your home, period. And I just don't have a lot of sympathy, you know? I mean, you reap what you sow. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to.
You're a mom?
Yes, I am.
If you don't mind my asking, how many kids do you have?
I have four kids.
And their ages?
They're 9, 4, 2, and the youngest will be 1 in a couple of days.
Okay, they're all great ages. The 1's a little bit tougher than the rest of them, as you know. The 4's a great age. 9's a great age. I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I will do anything I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
To protect or defend my children. Anything.
Absolutely.
From anyone. Anything. It's absolutely not even open. There's no debate about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you attempt to harm one of my children,
it's over.
There's a couple terms I could use, you know, but it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. Well, you know, let's talk about moms for just a minute. You're a mom. The woman on television the other day it went viral of her slapping her kid around with the mask on during the riots.
Mm-hmm.
She's now, there are people calling her a bad parent.
Yeah.
For this. And part of the reason she's being called a bad parent is because she wasn't upset that he was rioting. She was upset he could get hurt doing what he was doing. And I thought that was an angle that I hadn't thought of previously, but it's true. But what I saw in that was a woman who was in the midst of all of that turmoil and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
At least someone, maybe a little misguided in their direction, but at least someone who was concerned about her son enough to go out there and yank him out of that environment.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to get it. We can't go into that. We don't have enough time. We're going to be saved by the bell here in just a minute. Can I ask you to stick around and cover a couple more of these when we come back from the break? Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, these are always fun to talk about. I'm talking with Jennifer Cruz. We call her segment Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses. DGU, of course, standing for Defensive Gun Uses. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm filling your prescription for freedom, and we will continue doing that when we come back with Jennifer Cruz. You can read her stuff at guns.com. We'll be right back.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 SMW, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with Jennifer Cruz of Guns.com, a great site to read some of these incidents that happen every single day. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks.
You do this every day. And for new listeners who might be joining us or might be hearing you across the country for the first time, tell us a little bit about who you write for and what you do, where you come up with these stories, and what it means to you personally as you write about this stuff.
I write for Guns.com, and we're just basically a website that we cover anything and everything that has to do with the gun industry. Some of it's news, some of it's reviews. It's just anything and everything that has to do with the industry. I particularly focus on self-defense, any kind of defensive gun uses, obviously, and can still carry guns in school, that kind of thing, anything that has to do with self-defense. I've been with them for a couple of years now, so it's a good site.
And you've got a long list of material. Kroger customer draws gun on group assaulting elderly man. This was published by you back on 4/27. This is interesting for a couple of reasons, because it's on video, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone got it. I believe it was a cell phone video, or at least there's a still shot. I don't think they've released the full video, but there's a still shot of the guy in the parking lot. Yeah.
And the still shot of the guy in the parking lot. This is someone who's clearly trained with a firearm. I would direct them to your column about this over on guns.com. You can see the photograph. Excuse me. It's part of a video that you have embedded into your column. But what's important, what I took away from this, is here we have a law-abiding citizen. This was a concealed carry permit holder in Arkansas, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, quoting, I saw seven people against one guy, and I did not like those odds. The man who only wanted to be identified as Gene told a local Fox affiliate. They kept yelling, this isn't your fight. You need to walk away. You need to put the gun down. And you write, continuing, while Gene had his gun trained on the elderly man's attackers, witnesses were calling 911. In fact, Gene said as he was standing there, he could hear a woman behind him on the phone with the police yelling, there's a man with a gun. A lot of interesting dynamic here. Go ahead and take this one away.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting for one thing. Obviously, the whole battle with Kroger and Moms Demand Action and,
exactly,
you know, that whole bit. But, he came out and he saw this guy, and there was, you know, seven other men ganged up on him. And he said, you know, the guy was elderly, that he was, you know, so old kind of thing that he knew he didn't have a chance. So he said he had one of two choices, that he could either just walk away or he could intervene, and he intervened. And, you know, like you said, the guys were yelling at him, you know, this isn't your fight or whatever. And he held them all at gunpoint, which they all ended up leaving before the cops got there. They all fled, the people that were, you know, committing the assault and the old man as well. They all left. And then after the investigation, they discovered that they were actually related. The guy that was beating up the old man, that it was actually his uncle that he was beating up. So I'm not sure what was going on there, but it wasn't a good situation, obviously. But he's holding the guy's there at gunpoint. But then, you know, you've got other people that are passing by calling the cops on him because he's right. Got a gun. So,
Very fluid, very dynamic situation. I picked up a lot of this when I was reading your piece. I like to read into it a little bit. And what was fascinating to me was here, much like the incident we had seen in Dallas, Texas, you might remember, where the individual stopped the brutal assault. A domestic violence assault in the vehicle parked on the side of the road down in Dallas. That woman was saved by the concealed carry permit holder, who exited his vehicle in busy traffic, pulled his gun, was also seen on video from a passing motorist as traffic stopped in both directions, and the phones lit up, just like you said, people calling,
right.
There's a man with a gun. They don't know what's going on,
right,
with respect to those individuals. In this case, there's a man, and I want to tell you, there's a distance here from where the man was and where the individuals in the fight was occurring. And you can see it's about four parking spaces down from where the individual with the firearm was. You can tell by his positioning, by his stance, I can tell by his stance and his positioning, that this is a well-trained individual. This is a man who has trained with his firearm. He didn't just pull this thing out and point it in somebody's direction with one arm extended. This man is in a clear, trained defensive position. His shoulders are forward. His head is forward. His gun is held. You can tell by his grip that this guy knows what he's doing. And what I found you noticed that too?
Yeah. He's got a really good form.
Sergeant Cassandra Davis with Little Rock Police said there can be a lot of danger when a gun is introduced into a situation, but there's still certain circumstances in which doing so is perfectly legal. And that's a fair statement for her to make. That's a true statement. We discuss it here on this program quite often, more so on the weekend show. And I quote her, if you feel that pulling your weapon or using your weapon would stop an individual from taking your life or an individual's life, that's a key part of that statement, then you have the right to do so, she explained to reporters after the parking lot confrontation. Another individual's life. You have the right to save someone else who is in imminent danger.
Mm-hmm.
Imminent being their death is likely if you do not act.
Right. Right.
So your takeaway from this whole thing, what did you take away from this whole story here?
Well, I mean, for one thing, I thought it was nice to see that he did intervene, because I think so often people see a situation and they just turn the other way. And, you know, that doesn't always work out well. And so I thought it was nice that he did have the guts to come in and, you know, I mean, and then in the end, it's like, you know, no shots were fired and, you know, nobody was injured, you know, other than, I mean, he broke the fight up, you know, him mm-hmm. being there, even though, you know, no shots were fired or anything like that, he broke the fight up. I mean, they left, and, you know, whether they were acquainted before or whatever, I mean, that's kind of irrelevant, but with that particular situation, but, so, yeah, and I got to tell you, this one kind of hit a little bit close to me because the Kroger that happened at, I actually used to shop at that Kroger. We just moved about a year ago, and before we moved, that was the Kroger that I went to every week. So that was a little close to home for me.
Yeah, it is. It always is close to home when you're familiar with the areas that this does occur, when you can look and see on the news, hey, I used to park in that spot, or that's where I shop, or Bill
in
lives
that area
in that house
too.
That.
It's considered a nice area. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a bad
wait,
area.
Whoa, hold the boat. It's a nice area.
Oh yeah.
It's not on the other side of the tracks.
No, it's not.
So these things do happen.
Yeah.
To good people, regardless of where they happen to be. That's something we want to continue to drive home to you. That's not being sarcastic. That's what we're here to remind you of, that it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter how many gates your community has. Bad things happen to good people. Very quickly, we have about a minute left, this is where I wanted to wrap up with you, so it's perfect timing. Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, and Every Town for Gun Safety's Shannon Watts going after Kroger's. And here this is a Kroger parking lot. It never happens, though. I thought this never happened, particularly at Kroger's. You took that away, too, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You still shop at Kroger's? You're a mom. Do you shop at Kroger's? Does it scare you that there are men like this in Kroger's willing to defend law-abiding people?
No, not at all, because that guy, he's not a crazy guy running around. You know, he's not a nut running around with a gun. I mean, he's, like you said, I mean, you can tell by his stance that he's trained. He
oh,
has
there's
a
no
concealed
question.
Carry permit. You know, I mean, he's a law-abiding citizen, you know. I mean,
Jennifer,
he's
I want to...
Like they would have you think, you know.
They want you to fear him. He
right.
saved a life that day. Apparently
right.
there have been no charges filed, so he did the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week on your segment, Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses, here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I hope you learned something today and take something away from our program today. What I want you to take away from it is evil does exist, bad people are out there, and it can happen to you. I'll see you on Sunday's broadcast, Armed American Radio. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com
www.groundbreakinggun.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.